Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The looting that followed a peaceful demonstration against police brutality and systemic racism in Boston 2 weeks ago mostly took place in the Back Bay and Downtown Crossing. But some looting also took place in parts of Dorchester, such as Upham's Corner, where a bike shop owned by an activist in the Black Lives Matter movement was one of the businesses ransacked. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Every time I ride by here, you're not open. You
I'm open,
not open late
in the mornings. I open at 11.
Oh Lord!
All right. The past 2 months, I've been closed.
I know that because I've been riding back and forth and calling their phone like.
For months, Noah Hicks had to turn away customers hoping to get their bikes fixed at his shop, Spokehouse, in Upham's Corner. After closing for the coronavirus, he planned to reopen the Monday before last. The night before, when he heard looting had broken out in some of the wealthiest parts of Boston, he thought his shop was safe. Then he woke up the next morning, saw the texts on his phone, and headed for the shop.
So I opened up the front door, came in, and there was glass right beneath that window, which was partially smashed out. There was this big, huge rock right here, right in the glass, and there was glass trailing throughout my store. I walked over and I immediately noticed that the area where we keep repair bikes was emptied out.
Hicks' insurance deductible was too high to make a claim, so he turned to social media for help recouping the losses. He couldn't believe what happened next.
We've got a nice, like, $6,000 or $7,000 seed to get back in business in a big way. We were hurting after being closed for two months. Due to the coronavirus, and this changes a lot for us. We're getting started with a huge lift and a huge boost.
The bike shop has now raised more than $16,000. Hicks reopened this week. He's only keeping a portion of the money for the shop. He's using the rest to support the movement against police brutality, including contributing to the bail fund to get protesters out of jail. Someone raised the question of whether that could end up helping the people who broke his window and stole his bikes.
And my response is, I don't care if it does. My response is that jails are inhumane and we should be finding alternatives to incarceration, period. And if the person who did this is sitting in the jail cell, they need hope. They don't need bars.
Hicks doesn't blame outside agitators for the looting, as many politicians do. He says it may well have been people from his own neighborhood. That's part of the reason he doesn't want to see police get involved. Hicks is advocating for defunding the police, and he says the pain at being targeted was overwhelmed by the energy of the protest movement.
People are just fed up with the status quo. People are hungry. People are broke. People are without hope. Even if you had some sort of safety net or some sort of feeling of comfort before the pandemic hit, nothing is certain for anyone anymore.
Among the people who helped Hicks get back in business is Kendra Hicks, no relation to Noah. She sees the bike shop as a manifestation of what the protesters are fighting for, a black-owned business bringing affordable transportation to a neighborhood that needs it. And Kendra Hicks says the community stepped up after Noah's business was hit.
When you are caring for community, the community will care for you. And Noah is somebody who has continuously cared for community. And so it was definitely not a surprise that people showed up for him like they did.
After raising $16,000, Noah Hicks says for the first time in his life, he's able to be a philanthropist. And he's using that money to help keep the movement for Black Lives going. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.